ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ACE the JLPT Japanese Language Proficiency Test with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the JLPT Level 4 Last Minute Prep Course. I'm Jessie, and I'm here joined by Naomi.
こんにちは、ナオミです。3回目のレッスンですよね。
That's right. This is our third lesson. In the previous lesson, we covered the particle questions that show up on the 読解、文法、reading and grammar section.
今回は、読解と文法の問題2と3です。
In this lesson, we'll be covering questions 2 and 3 from the reading grammar section.
頑張りましょう。
So let's get started. First of all, Naomi-sensei,Can you read the instructions for 問題2 and 3?
Sure, but they both have the same instructions. Actually, they're the same instructions as 問題1.
And 問題1 we covered in the previous lesson.
Right. So the instruction is 河川のところに何を入れますか?
What would you put in the blank? Or fill in the blank to complete the sentence.
1, 2, 3, 4から一番いいものを一つ選びなさい。
Choose the best answer from 1 to 4.
問題には質問が15あります。問題3は質問が6あります。
So there are 15 questions in 問題2 and there are 6 questions in 問題3. 問題2 tests your ability to use the right form of verbs, adjectives, and nouns in the sentence.問題3 mainly tests if you use the right question words, counters, and adverbs in context.
Right, そうですね。問題2と問題3は文法の問題です。
Right, so 問題2 and 3 are testing grammar.
では、問題2から始めましょう。Let's start with the 問題2 section.
In 問題2, there are lots of questions about conjugating verbs and adjectives, so you need to review how to conjugate them.
形容詞の adverbial form を復習しましょう。So first, let's review the adverbial form of adjectives.
And just to refresh everyone's memory, an adverb is a word that describes how an action is done. Words like quickly and quietly are examples of adverbs. And how to create an adverb from an adjective,is covered in Beginner Series, Season 4, Lesson 5. And the rules are quite simple, right, Naomi-sensei?
そうですね。Here's the rule. If it's a e adjective, change the final e to ku. For example, 早い
fast,
becomes 早く and 短い
short,
becomes 短く And for na adjectives, just add ni to the dictionary form.So, きれい
beautiful or clean
becomes きれいに and 静か
quiet
becomes 静かに
And on the JLPT Level 4 test, the adverbial form of an adjective is often used with the verb なる to become and する to do.
Right. For example, 早くなる means
to become fast.
短くなる is
to become short.
きれいになる
to become clean or to become beautiful
静かになる
to become quiet Okay, so can we hear some sample sentences using adverbs?
Sure In December, on a cold day, you can say 寒くなりましたね
It's become cold, hasn't it? And this is actually a really common phrase you hear as the seasons change、
mm.
So that means you'll also hear 暑くなりましたねIt's gotten hot, hasn't it?
Right. As well as, 暖かくなりましたね。
It's gotten warm, hasn't it?
And, 涼しくなりましたね。
It's gotten cool, hasn't it? Now, can we hear a sample sentence using な adjectives?
If someone is being noisy in the library, you can say,
すみませんが、静かにしてください。
Excuse me, but please be quiet. Okay, and don't forget to check out the other adjectives in the lesson notes. And now we move on to the verbs. We strongly recommend that you review the te form, the nai form, and the mas stem of the verb once again.
In this lesson, we'll just focus on the usage of toki,
when,
前,
before,
後,
after,
and te, から,
after. And let's start with the usage of toki. The verb that comes before toki must be in the informal form. And here's an example.
オーストラリアに行くとき、ビザが必要です。
When you go to Australia, you'll need a visa.
If you are talking about a past action or event, you have to change the preceding verb into the past tense.
オーストラリアに行ったとき、カンガルーを見ました。
When I went to Australia, I saw kangaroos. Okay, so let's move on to the next word, 前, which means before. 前 follows the non-past informal form of a verb. Here's an example.
いつも学校に行く前、勉強をします。
I always study before I go to school.
For 前, the preceding verb has to be in the non-past form, even if you're talking about a past event or action. For example,
学校に行く前、勉強をしました。
I studied before I went to school, and here it's not 学校に行った前, but 学校に行く前, so be careful.
It's very different from English.
That's right.
The opposite word of 前,
before,
is 後,
after. 後 is different than 前, in that you need to use the informal past tense of a verb before it.
Right. For example, 晩ご飯を食べた後、ジョギングをします。
After I have dinner, I'll go jogging. Now here, it doesn't matter if you're talking about a past event or a present or future event. The verb that comes before 後 has to be in the past tense.
You can express the same idea by using から or てから, which also means after.
However, the formation is different. We have to use the te form of a verb with から.
So, 晩ご飯を食べてからジョギングをします。
After I have dinner, I'll go jogging. Okay, can we hear all of the examples again with context? First, let's go over toki, when. Remember that the informal form of a verb comes before toki.
オーストラリアに行ったとき、カンガルーを見ました。
When I went to Australia, I saw kangaroos. Next, 前, which means before. And remember, the non-past informal form of a verb comes before 前.
学校に行く前、勉強をしました。
I studied before I went to school. Now on to 後, after. Remember that the informal past tense of a verb comes before 後.
晩ご飯を食べた後、ジョギングをしました。
I went jogging after I had dinner. Finally, から, after.And don't forget that the te form of a verb comes before から.
晩ご飯を食べてからジョギングをしました。
I went jogging after I had dinner.
次は問題3です。問題3は question words やカウンターがたくさん出ます。
In 問題3, you need to choose the appropriate question word or counter in context. So please review the basic question words and the basic counters.
そうですね。Especially the general counter such as 一つ、二つ、三つ and a counter for people.
一人、二人、三人。
Also the counter for thin flat object, 前 and a counter for floors, 階。
Right, and 前 and 階 are covered in newbie series season 4.
そうですね。それからまだともうもよく出ますね。Also, the usage of まだ
still
and more
already
are often tested in this part.
Right. I think they can be a little confusing, which is why they often show up. So, can we hear them in context?
Sure. 9時です means it's 9 o'clock. So, まだ9時です is
it's still 9 o'clock.
もう9時です
is It's already 9 o'clock. All right, and here we're going to try a small quiz. Naomi-sensei is going to read an incomplete sentence. Your job is to choose the appropriate phrase to complete the sentence. Are you ready? Here is the incomplete sentence.
昨日は
1. 暑いですね 2. 暑かったですね 3. 暑いでした 4. 暑くなかったでした Now, can we hear the question one more time?
昨日は
昨日 is yesterday, so you have to choose the past tense. With that in mind, let's hear the choices again. 1.
暑いですね
2.
暑かったですね
3.
暑いでした
4.
暑くなかったでした
And the answer is?
2. 暑かったですね So the whole sentence should be 昨日は暑かったですね
So how was it? Did you get the right answer? If you'd like to know why the other answers are considered incorrect, there is a detailed explanation of the answers at the end of the lesson notes PDF. And that's all for this lesson. Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
じゃあまた!
See you next time!